Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 22, 2022. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, Human Rights Day misses the most important right. Every December, there is a lot of talk in the media about human rights because the Human Rights Day is observed by the international community on December 10th. Human Rights Day commemorates the day in 1948 when the United Nations General Assembly adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The declaration sets out a broad range of fundamental rights and freedoms to which we are all entitled, such as the right to freedom, equality, dignity, personal safety, education, and work. Regrettably, there is one fundamental right to which all of us are entitled, but none of us has because we are oblivious to it. Nevertheless, without it, we will have none of the other rights. The thing is that one fundamental fact determines everything in our lives. We are all connected to each other and dependent on each other. Since we do not know it, or do not want to know it, we violate each other's rights left and right, without realizing that by doing so, we are corrupting the very fabric that sustains and nourishes us. Therefore, our most basic right, which is just as much our duty, is to feel that we are each other's lifelines. Whether we like it or not, we are all in this together. The general law of nature is one for all and all for one, and it is inescapable. The sooner we realize this, the sooner we will begin to live accordingly. We do not exploit our children nor deprive them of basic needs. On the contrary, we try to provide them with everything they need, and then some, because we feel them as extensions of ourselves. Likewise, if we felt that everyone around us is also an extension of ourselves, because this is the truth, we would not exploit them. Right now, we must fight for the used and abused around the world precisely because we feel disconnected from others. Until we solve that sense of disconnection, we will not eradicate exploitation and the struggle for human rights will be futile and useless. If anything, it will benefit only those who gain fame and fortune presenting themselves as the champions of the poor when in fact they profiteer on their tormented backs. Because the realization of our mutual dependence is essential for mending the ills of human society, I always insist that education for connection is the single most important and urgent initiative that we must take. It must come before anything else because again, if we know that we are dependent on each other, we will not hurt each other and human rights will not be abused anywhere. Conversely, if we are unaware of our interdependence, we will always find ways to exploit one another, and even organizations that purport to fight for the poor will actually be perpetuating their misery in order to increase their own wealth and power. Do not reassure yourself. An attempt to connect with other people in order to reveal the quality of bestowal and love in oneself, as in the Creator, leads a person to despair that he cannot do it. Accordingly, this state leads him to ask the Creator to connect his heart with other people. Just sitting and justifying some states that pass through us, does not give anything. Many people suffer and are in terrible conditions, but they do not see the right way out of them that would lead to the goal. Question: as an egoist, is it correct to say that my task is not just to justify the Creator for what he does to me, but to come to a broken heart when I actively try to acquire the quality of the Creator and despair of not being able to achieve this, and ask the Creator to help me? Answer: yes, this is the most correct state. That is why it is said, there is nothing so whole as a broken heart. Question: but how much strength does a person have? It takes years until he turns to the Creator because he is trying to do everything himself. Answer: Balhasulam writes that it may take 20-30 years. Question: so is this some kind of cumulative process? Answer: yes. But do not reassure yourself that it is accumulating. We must go forward and try to achieve this every day. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, November 27, 2022. Where there is a will, a desire is found. Question: there is a principle in spiritual work, do not give up on mercy. It turns out that the Creator is waiting until the person cries out. He is waiting for our prayers that will come out of the broken and shattered heart. Who wants to go through such states? Is this the reason that so few people study Kabbalah? Answer: the merciful and loving Creator about whom it is said that He loves us, and wishes only good to everyone. He is the one who brings a person to such states where a person is forced to turn to Him from inevitability and despair. Why does He have to drive us to this point? It is because we exist in the state opposite to the Creator, in egoism, in the property of receiving. However, the Creator exists in the property opposite to us, in bestowal. Therefore we are polar opposites. Thus, we can get closer to the Creator only if we change, or try, or at least want to change, our egoistic desires to receive into altruistic desires to give. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 27, 2022. Will a woman rule over a man? In this world, a man rules over a woman, but in the future a woman will rule over a man, as it is written, a woman will rule over a man. Midrash Tehillim. Question: this is some kind of internal statement. What is a woman will rule over a man in the future? Answer: of course, we mean human desire, which is called feminine. It will be corrected and therefore it will rule. Question: could you explain this phrase more simply? Today a man rules a woman, and in the future a woman will rule a man? Answer: I think that is where we are heading, and we understand that. We see that the world is changing gradually. Women go through all kinds of organizations and occupy various very serious posts. It is no secret that the woman is superior in the house, and so it is written in the Torah. Question: and you say that according to this statement, we men will concede to this? Answer: men will give in to this. In general, a man inside himself is ready for this. There is a lot left in him from the boy who is raised by his mother. It is in each of us. And that is why I think that all this will come out and be realized by everyone in such a prominent, correct form. Comment: now when we see how wars, conflicts, and so on are developing, there is a lot tied to the male part. My response: that is why there are wars and conflicts. If women rule the world more, there will be fewer wars, fewer conflicts, and fewer problems in general. I do not mean the type of women who get out into the streets and scream, but rather the real women who are aware of themselves as wives and mothers. They lead families, take care of families, children, the future, and so on. It is practically not a man's job, it is more a woman's job. Question: is taking care of the country more of a woman's job? Answer: female, any care is a woman. And any fulfillment of a woman's desire is a man. Question: do you connect it? A woman, the house and a woman, and the head of the country? Answer: of course. It is the same thing. Question: so she suddenly feels everyone as her children? Everything is like her house. Answer: yes. Who else can think about it? Question: where do you find such women? Please tell me. Answer: they will appear, and they exist. We just need to give them a place to advance a little. And they are already moving forward today, but the men are still pushing. But it is all a matter of time. Question: so you are in favor of this? Answer: yes. Comment: there will be a lot of resistance, I think. My response: and I do not see a single man who could do more good for the world than women, than women's governance. It is not today, it is gradually when all this hubris, pressure, shouting, and so on will come down. When men will not goad women, direct them at each other, and so on. Meaning, both sides need to grow here. But in general, there is in the female character a predisposition to peace, to the convenience of everyone, to proper upbringing, and so on. Question: how can we educate such women? Will they themselves be brought up in accordance with what is happening? How will they advance? How will they feel what you say, that the world is home? Answer: we have to do it. This has to be done by us. We cover lists, who understand how to act and who are not shy or afraid, who are not ashamed, will say what is necessary. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leightman, November 3, 2022. Independence of a group. Question: you say that being physically in a group does not mean that a person is really in it. Does it mean that this is not a criterion? Answer: of course. The desire for connection is the criterion. Question: how should one treat the friends in the group? I do not know if they want to connect or not. A person can sit silently and that is it? Answer: yes, it is difficult to understand. But there are various indications whether he is included in the work along with the rest. By nature, we are all different, phlegmatic, choleric, etc. Is it possible to say that a choleric person is directed forward more than a phlegmatic person? This is just the way they express themselves externally. Internally, both can be with the same desire, but one will be speaking slowly and doing something, while the other will be rushing from corner to corner. So what? How can you evaluate this? Question: but the evaluation itself is not to bring them under any category. Let's say there are criteria, an internal group, a young group, and some other layers. Who generally makes decisions, and how is a person's readiness established? Answer: I do not know. It is none of my business because it is a group. They have a teacher, this is me, and together with them we analyze the sources, the articles of Robash, who wrote a lot on this topic. They know these sources and have repeatedly gone through all the articles. Now let them implement them. I only set general lines or inspire students to take some action. I cannot tell them how to do that exactly. They must do everything themselves. From CabTV's I got a call. How are people admitted to a group of Kabbalists? December 12, 2013. Criteria for answering questions. Comment: sometimes during the lesson you are asked absurd questions that are completely unrelated to the topic, and you patiently answer. My response: because I see that it will benefit the group. This is my only criterion. Nothing else. If it were up to me, I would be sitting in my room, not going out, and not talking to anyone. Absolutely with no one in the world. I am not interested in being popular or famous. I am not interested in screaming to the whole world to look at me. I am invited to some appearances, to some famous places, but I do not want to go, only when there is a need for it and it helps disseminate the teaching, only then. Therefore, if I start talking in class or anywhere, it is only when I am sure that it will help the correction. From CabTV's I got a call. Ask a Kabbalist a question, March 6, 2013. No need for suffering. Comment: usually when moralizing a person doesn't help, he can be greatly influenced by the example of others. My response: yes, only by example. That is right. Kabbalah uses it. The whole methodology comes from Kabbalah. That is why we need a society, a group, and friends. Comment: it is not punishment that works, but an example, as you see the selfless work of others and you feel ashamed. My response: yes. Shame, envy, and jealousy are good qualities. It feels like others succeed more than you, which spurs you on to good deeds. You do hate, but you hate yourself, your own laziness. Then everything goes through its stages of development in a completely different way. How can we make the world feel it sooner before the blows, because we have a very serious rod ahead hanging over us? I pity the people. Advancement through suffering lengthens time. Imagine if the entire Second World War could have been passed in a week of intensive World Congress with good interactions, inspiration, and everything else. Why was such tremendous suffering necessary? We simply have no idea how to fit all this within ourselves. We cannot imagine it. Question: are the impressions we receive from suffering useful or not at all? Answer: they are useful, but they come in a very painful way. Very small impressions that in practice do not lead to the right conclusions. What right conclusions have we come to after the Second World War? None. Question: and if it had been the result of a week-long congress, would we have received the same impressions without suffering? Answer: there is no need for suffering. It is not necessary. Only advancement toward better and better. We should advance only toward goodness. From CapTV's I Got a Call. A Living Example, December 3, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why should adults also play every day? Playing is a very important means for development. When we play, we develop new relationships and connections. While it is common knowledge that children need to play in order to develop, which is why we buy them games and put a lot of effort into working out the most suitable games for each stage of their development, it is not so clear with us, adults. We do not really like to play. Our relations end up quickly deteriorating into each one of us, degrading the other, which ends our playing. As a result, we miss out on a lot of what we can get out of life. We fail to examine all of our options for development as adults, and we thus put a halt to our further development. We have turned our daily lives into a prison of sorts. That is, we need to look, behave and talk in certain kinds of ways, and only in those certain kinds of ways, otherwise, we will not fit in with others and gain their respect. Without their respect, we get treated in ways that harm us. We suffer from living in such a prison, but it has become such an integrated part of our lives that we cannot escape from it. The essence of our playing as adults should be that we treat each other positively even if we do not feel like it, and to teach others to do the same. Playing in such a way would emulate the higher state of positive connection that nature is developing us toward, and we would thus draw positive forces of connection that dwell in nature into our relations, and start feeling happier, more confident, and that our lives are purpose-driven. Based on the video Why Adults Should Play with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Ron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.